to see something in exchange conversation that he was having with Baker Mayfield, and I'm not finding it at the moment. I'll get it in a minute. But that's why I went here, because I had noted something that I saw earlier today that I wanted to touch on. But it's interesting because I see he and another guy, and I think both of these are right. You know, Matt Brown writes, true, people need to stop creating rule controversies because the Patriots win. The Patriots don't win because a rule needs to be changed. They win because they're good. Right. Simple. And the Goldhammer guy says, I'm fine with the NFL overtime rule. It's better than college because at least it's real football. You wanted Mahomes to get a chance? Come on. He said, stop him on one of the third and longs. Right. Right. You had multiple third and tens that, you know, only Brady could have fit that ball into that group of receivers, and he did. That's what happened. I mean, come on. Let me get to Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad, what's going on?
Oh, not much, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah. I was going to say I was 50-50 on my picks for the weekend. I picked Los Angeles and I picked Kansas City. So we'll see how that worked out.
Well, there you go.
But,
Better than a lot. I saw a lot of people go 0-2. I think a lot of people, quite honestly, I think a lot of people went like 0-6 in the playoffs, because I think last week the conventional wisdom was take the road team, and this week the conventional wisdom was take the home teams. And your humble road rage servant went the opposite of that. I took the road teams this weekend and took the home teams last weekend.
Right. Did I hear you say earlier? I was going to talk about the overtime thing for a second. You said that only out of the three teams other than New England, only one of them had a 75-yard drive or more?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Yeah.
Yep. I think the Chiefs had a 74-yard drive, so they missed it by a yard, but I believe
I didn't do this to be argumentative. I just wanted to do this to prove my point on the NFL overtime thing. I find between the two games, there was seven drives of 75 yards at least or more, and there was 12 long plays, the shortest being 65 yards, and all of them were TDs except one, which was a field goal of 85 yards.
There weren't even that many touchdowns scored. I'm not sure what you're watching. I mean, you need to check a different one. The Chiefs didn't have a touchdown in the first half. I examined the drive charts for all the teams. There was one drive of 75 yards.
You're right on that. Kansas City didn't have a touchdown in the first half.
Yeah, they didn't even score.
But they had three in the third, or in the second.
Right.
Half.
One run was 23 yards. One was 40 yards. And then the longest was 74 yards. So they had zero.
I'm seeing 74, 75, and 68. Maybe I'm...
Yeah, that's wrong.
Like I said,
it's wrong. They had two short drives.
I saw those too, but I saw these as well. And anyway,
no, they didn't have that many touchdowns. They scored after the Edelman deflection, which turned into an interception after he whiffed on the punt. They scored on that turnover. That gave him the ball. I think that one was on the 40. And so they had two short drives. And they had a 74-yard drive, and I think they had a 60. Okay. I think they had a 62-yard drive. They had none. They had no drives of 75 yards. None.
Okay, we'll just have to agree to disagree. I guess.
No, you're disagreeing with facts. I'm not debating you. I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right. Well. I'll have to be wrong this time. How about that?
No, it's not even about that. It's not about right or wrong. I mean, I'm telling you.
Like I said, I double checked because I know how you are, Walt. I didn't want to be wrong, but anyway.
Well, go back and triple check. I'm not sure. What website are you using? Check the drive charts.
I went to the four-letter network. I went to the game summary, and I also looked at CBS Sports. So
yeah,
there you go. I could be wrong. But anyway, my point was going to be, that if that's the case, I mean, there was more than one. Can we agree there was more than one long drive?
A
long drive not having to be 75 yards.
Well, there weren't many. There weren't many. There were almost none. I mean, the Rams had a 79-yard drive. The Chiefs had a 74-yard drive. And I don't think the Saints had anything approaching that.
All right. Well, let me talk about replay. I think we ought to just do away with it altogether, Walt. I don't know how you feel about that. Just be done with it altogether.
Well, I would sign up to that right now, but no one else in the world would.
I mean, you think about, you know, I was a golfer from grade school up and played a little pickup basketball and church league basketball, and we didn't have replay. If you got crapped on, you got crapped on, and you just moved on and made the best of it. And nowadays, you know, they show it 100 times on their instant replay TV and get the fans all hyped up. And I just think they ought to just call it like they see it and move on.
Well, again, you know, if I could sign up for that, I would. And we'd have two signatures.
It's never going to happen.
Right. But yours and mine and nobody else's. So, you know, we're not moving toward less replay. We're moving at warp speed towards more replay. There are conversations today about whether we should review every stinking play. And how exactly will you do that? You're going to review them all for holding? You're going to review every offensive lineman every time for whether they held and got away with it or not? I mean, we're lunatics. I mean, we are such a nation of whiners and babies, and we just can't accept outcomes that we're willing to do anything we can. I mean, we have people talking about how the games are too long, how they're too lengthy. Yeah, we need to do this. And yet, at the same time, these same numbskulls are just going to sit there and talk about reviewing every play.
I was going to say, who's going to watch that, Walt? Right. I'm not going to watch.
Right. That. Yeah. Who's going to be the victim who has to sit there and review every play? And again, review every play? I mean, what are you going to review? Are you going to review every play at the line of scrimmage? You're going to review all the offensive linemen for whether they're holding on any particular play? I mean, the notion.
And Walt, right here, I'll end it with this. It's like, if they would use the instant replay and get it right, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
But they use the instant replay and screw it up even worse.
Right.
In some case.
And a lot of these calls.
Suck it up.
Right. And a lot of these calls, quite honestly, are too close for replay. I mean, the Patriots Kansas City game was the most glaring example of that I've ever seen. I mean, we kept seeing replay after replay where you're watching it 10 times and you still don't know. I mean, no one on earth other than Edelman knows whether he touched that punt or not. No one. People can tell me all you want. You can tell me, well, I know he didn't touch it. The conventional wisdom there was like, I know he didn't touch it. I didn't think he touched it, but I wouldn't have bet you one penny on it because you couldn't tell. The only guy on earth who knows whether he touched that punt or not was Edelman, and that is we saw it as slow as can be from a million different angles, and there's still no way to tell. And I thought almost every replay that we were seeing in the Patriots Kansas City game, almost every replay, I was like, man, I don't know. I'm watching it in slow motion, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know. That's where we are.
Do away with it, Walt. Let them have the big screens in the stadiums. No instant replay for nobody.
Yep. I'm a fan of that. Thank you. All right, thank you, Clemson Dad. Let me get to Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, how are you?
We got screwed, Walt. We got screwed.
What's going on,
Scotty? Even a blind man, Red Charles didn't need a replay.
Orange Bill.
Even a blind man, Red Charles, wouldn't need a replay for that one, Walt.
Yeah, Orange Bill says that the CBS shows that the Chiefs had a 75-yard drive in the third. All I can tell you is I've seen the drive charts from other places, and there was none. Now, maybe they had one. Maybe I missed one. I don't know.
Well, all right, Scotty. I know pass interference is pass interference, Walt.
Yeah, it is. It is. But you know, you had a million other chances to win. You didn't win. You weren't. Let's be honest, guy. You weren't very good. I know you're Saints fan, but the better team won, right? Hey, look, Scotty, you get down the goal line and you run the ball on first down and you force the Ram to use their timeout. Game's over too.
You can't say we didn't get screwed. Well, we got screwed.
I think you screwed yourself. I think your own stupidity hurt you as much as that did. I don't know if you've seen any of the stills of all the bad calls that were made against the Rams, but that's why you just can't use that argument in my mind, because I think there were bad calls made both ways. And I don't think one at the end is any more important than one that went in your favor earlier.
I mean, from Michael Irvin to you name it.
Oh, well, man, if Michael Irvin says so, it must be true.
Hey, he was going to get a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. If Michael Irvin says so, it must be true.
I don't mind paying the rest, but I hate it when L.A. pays more.
I like that, Scotty.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, what can we say? We went to what? The best game in college football, 7 overtimes, and we lost. We went to the best game in the NFL in overtime, and we lost. I don't like overtime, Walt.
Yeah, I understand. You know, I'll say this. I thought that both games were tremendous. I thought they were both tremendous. I thought it was an enormous weekend or enormous Sunday for the National Football League. And quite honestly, I had one other thought. And I haven't even broached this topic yet, but I'm planning on doing it tomorrow. And that is this. The NFL playoffs are so much better than the college playoffs. So much better. Light years better than the college playoffs.
As a high-flying offense, what showed up, Walt? Defense.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think the circumstances of the playoffs late in the year change things. I mean, for crying out loud, Kansas City and New England played a game in 10-degree weather and still put up 68 points.
Yeah, well, can't
be
Vegas.
I think Drew Brees let you down a little bit. You weren't able to run the ball, and I didn't think you would.
Nobody ran the ball. I was surprised our defense was that good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, you held up better against the run. The one thing I didn't see coming is I didn't see like 80 yards rushing by the Rams. I thought the Rams would have run the ball better than that.
Yeah.
But they ran it twice as well as you did.
They left a sour taste in my mouth. I got screwed.
There's
no way around it. Everybody knows it.
Well, you
America
know, you know what, Scotty? You know what, Scotty? Go smoke a cigarette.
I'm not living in Colorado. I don't have a lefty.
Thank you, Scotty.
I appreciate the call.
I think that one may have slipped past him. Let me tell you about Priority One for all your security needs. Look, Priority One's the best in the industry. First of all, they're great people. When we ran our Tigers for Tatas campaign the last 2 years, they matched every dollar. Every dollar. They're doing big things in your community. And they may actually one day be saving the life of a member of your family. Because this money is local. That's Priority One. Now, that's not enough to let them protect your family. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, ultimate professionals, fastest response time in the industry. Those are all the reasons. We live in a dangerous world. Every day, you see it on the news. Every day, it's like 20 minutes of horror stories happening right in our neighborhoods. I'm not telling you what to do. Security is a personal decision. The bad guy may never find you, and they may find you 3 days from now. The question is, will you be ready? When you're ready to take that step, call the number. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400. Steve and then Towns, you guys are up next. Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a four-piece chicken supreme snack or a two-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a four-piece supreme snack or a two-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's boat time.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best. And when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a Real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your Real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your Real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a Real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play, Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
This is what I'm talking about.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird to be CCP, 105.5 The Roar. Just for some clarity, Road Warrior just sent me this and said, for some reason, the four-letter network numbers are all off and are not the same as NFL.com. And they're not accurate, nor are they the same as Fox Sports, which is in 100% agreement with NFL.com. Those are the same numbers, all right? It's exactly as I told you. There was one single drive by those three teams of 75 yards or more. One. That Chiefs number is off. As I told you, it was a 74-yard drive. It was. There's one. One drive. The Rams had one drive over that number. Those three teams, the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs, combined for one drive of over 75 yards for a touchdown. Now, unless Clemson Dan is talking about field goals, we're not talking about field goals. We're talking about touchdown drives. A drive that would have ended the game. A field goal wouldn't have ended the game. So there you have it. It's exactly as I told you at the start of the show. The Patriots had four. And the other three teams combined for one drive of over 75 yards for a touchdown. One. 75 or over. One. Therefore, you're talking about a Brady rule. You're talking about changing a rule because nobody can stop one guy. To the Northland Communication phone lines. Steve, how are you?
I've been great, Walt. I always enjoy it, and I always love when you play John Hyatt. I got it, minor man. Any man that knows that kind of good music.
That's what we're talking about. John Hyatt, love him.
I will comment on the instant replay.
Yep.
I'm old, and it's ironic. I actually know Towns, your next caller. We've known each other since our teens, and he's as old as I am. But there was a lawyer down in Greenwood where we both lived that used to a big Carolina fan. And back before all the games were on TV, when we were young, you didn't get your every weekend your team played on TV or you saw the Braves every night or whatever.
Right.
And he would come in and say, let me tell you something. That call in the third quarter was so bad that even on the radio I could tell it was bad. And it was part of the game. It was part of the argument. It was part of what made it fun to be a fan and have an argument with your rival and that type of thing. And nobody ever knew for sure the answer. But who cared?
Right.
That's what made the sports enjoyable to watch. It initiated conversation and a little bit of argument and camaraderie. And as I watch sports now with some of these younger kids, they always want to see the instant replay. They want to get exact whatever. It slows it down. And I'm just sitting there going, you know what? It evens out by the end of the game, and if one game is going to turn out over a bad call, then your team doesn't deserve to win anyway.
Right.
But anyway, good job. Yeah. I enjoyed it, and you guys keep it up.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I agree with that completely. I just think the officials are part of the game. You know, people use whatever they can to their advantage. So, you know, if you get screwed in one call, you know, that's the end of the world. You don't want to look back at the games and the times you got the benefit. And you see all this, like, Rams propaganda now, where it's showing all these bad calls that were made against the Rams. I'm also sure there were other bad calls made against the Saints. Of course, the Saints didn't pick up a penalty until the third quarter. You know, so it might be hard to even say that. But I think the point is that the teams themselves, the coaching staffs, made way more mistakes. And again, it's easy to single out one bad call that was made at a certain point in the game and ignore, you know, the four others that, you know, even the NFL site put out that were in favor of the Saints. You know, and to suggest that those calls were any less important, I think is folly, silly. You know, it's not why the Saints lost. The Saints lost because they were outplayed in their own building. Listen, when you have the type of crowd support the Saints did, I mean, they should have whacked the Rams, and that's not what happened. The Saints had their chances early in the game to put the Rams away. They just couldn't do it. And then they had their chance at the end of the game. You know, even if it's a bad call, which it was a bad call, but it was not worse than the pick play that wasn't called that put the Chiefs ahead. And, you know, Belichick might have whined and cried a little, but Brady didn't. Brady just said, okay, well, now I get to score again. And he did, and he beat you. You know, he overcame the bad call that put the Chiefs ahead, and he beat them. He did what, you know, great players and great teams do. What non-great players and non-great teams with non-great coaches like Sean Payton do is, you know, they screw up time and time again, then they whine about it afterward that they lost on an officiating call. Why did you throw on first down, Sean? Why? Why did you take Drew Brees off the field so many times? Why? I don't know. To the phones, it's Towns. Towns, how are you?
Hey, Walt. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I heard Steve mention that we know each other. We do. We actually attended Erskine College together.
How about that?
And we both graduated from Erskine. Do you know where Erskine is located?
I do.
Where?
I'm not on trial here. I mean, how do you not know where? How do you not know where Erskine is? How does anybody not know?
You think that
of all the people that you could talk to, you think that I wouldn't know where Erskine is? Really?
No, I didn't, and I don't mind you saying you're not on trial here. So, yeah, I'm calling your show, and so.
How would you think I wouldn't know where Erskine is?
Excuse me, Walt. Excuse me. Okay. Anyway, let's get to it. You ready?
Yeah.
Great choices. I heard you Friday.
Thursday.
Take the two underdogs. You know, look, you had three ways to go.
Yeah.
Either take both underdogs, take both favorites, or try to pick a favorite and an underdog between those two teams that were so closely matched. I mean, that would have been a disaster. Of course, the ultimate disaster would have been taking both favorites, okay? But you didn't know that ahead of time. And I'm not saying your pick was safe. It wasn't. As a matter of fact, it was kind of, excuse the word, ballsy, if you don't mind. Because, you did it, and you won, and you were right. But good play. I mean, getting points, the Patriots getting points, the Rams getting points, congratulations. Good call.
I just thought they were thought they were the better teams, and I think they showed that. They showed that they could – I was a little concerned. I was a little concerned about Goff. I wasn't concerned about Brady going into Kansas City. I knew what he would do. I was a little concerned about Goff in that environment in New Orleans. But what made me feel better was that he had been there once this year, which we talked about, and he played well in that game. He threw for 390 yards. So I thought it was an advantage for the Rams that they had been in that building earlier this year, even if it wasn't as crazy as it was this weekend, which it wasn't.
And it wasn't, because I watched the first quarter and a half, and it was unbelievable.
Insanity.
I mean, you could tell.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I have never seen that impact conveyed through a television. I mean, the Rams were so discombobulated early in that game by that crowd. Now, again, to their credit, they eventually settled down and joined the game, and the Saints... and this was their fail. They did not step on their throats when the Rams were discombobulated.
Well, the only fans that can keep that noise up for 60 minutes are Clemson fans.
I think the Saints did it. But, I mean, I don't think they ever quieted.
Well, they did. Okay. But listen, I hope you don't mind. I'd love to slip gears on you for a minute here.
Yeah.
It's okay. And I want to caught you off guard. We'll discuss it tomorrow. I've listened to you about Clemson basketball preseason. You kind of had some good points. They haven't quite lived up to what we hoped. I know we had the injury to Reed.
Yep.
My question for you is, going forward, how do you see Clemson, tomorrow? What is it, Florida State?
Yeah.
And then the weekend, NC State? I'm not asking you to predict the games.
Yeah.
Just as far as they're moving forward, where do you see this team right now? As far as South Carolina is concerned, where do you see that basketball team? They're both kind of in a weird kind of state. But address Clemson first if you have time, please. Yep.
Thank you, Towns. I appreciate the call. I'll do it for you, Fair. Thank you. I think that I think Clemson's playing a little better. I think the start of the ACC schedule is brutal. I'm not sure anybody would have won in those settings. My concern remains Mitchell and his health on a game-to-game basis. He's the push guy, and Clemson needs him on the court. That last game he had 9 assists and no turnovers. They need that type of floor game from him. Not that he's going to do that again, but he's also the push guy, and that's my concern. I think if he's healthy enough on a game-to-game basis to give Clemson what I think they need from that spot, I think Clemson's still going to go on to be an NCAA tournament team and do some really good things. If he's not, then I think it changed the equation. And that's hedging a little bit, but I don't know what else to do about it. I mean, he does not have the game-to-game freedom of movement that he had a couple of years ago. And that's my concern. Reed is, Reed's playing at a really high level, and I think he's getting back to being healthy. He played without the brace, which I think is a big deal for him in terms of his movement and his feel of his movement. Florida State's tough at home. I mean, they have incredible athletes, incredible length. It's also a game they have to have. So I don't know about that one, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. But I think moving forward, I still think this team's going to win their share of games. From a South Carolina standpoint, I think they're playing better than everybody expected. And they're getting contributions from a lot of different guys. I think they're going to go on and continue to do really good things this year in the SEC. I don't think it's just a quick 4-0 start. I think there's some stuff to build on and to hold on to there. back to the phones, and it is Georgia Tech Mike. Mike, how are you?
Good, Walt. What a ball game. What ball games.
Oh, it's just unbelievable.
I had a little nit about Edelman touching the ball. I'm totally neutral on that game, and I thought one view clearly showed it, his hands did not touch the ball. It showed air between his hands the entire. I wondered why the announcers kept acting like it was a mystery. But now his arm, I didn't really. Maybe that's what you were thinking about. You know, as far as the possibility that he touched the ball, but it's, they had a view that showed air between his fingers and the ball the entire.
Look, Mike, I picked New England. I was rooting for New England, but as I said. When the call was made, I wrote this on Twitter, my belief was that it didn't touch him, but since that it was ruled that it did, I would not have overturned that. I couldn't tell. And as it turns out, it didn't matter because, you know, the Chiefs got the ball back in the exact same spot the next play. So, you know, it really, and strangely enough, it was a ball that went off Edelman's hands. So in the bigger picture, it wound up not mattering, but you could tell me one way or another, Mike, you could say that. I mean, but I just couldn't tell. I mean, I couldn't tell. Now, you know, they said, well, Edelman's reaction was that he didn't hit it. I don't think people fully know Edelman. Edelman is a nutcase. I mean, Edelman is a, I think if Edelman truly hadn't touched it, I think he would have been screaming at those officials. I mean, I just think, I'm not sure. So I'm still not sure. I don't know how anybody could be sure. But the thing is, Mike, there were at least five or six others in that game that I watched on replay, and I still didn't know.
Well, yeah, I couldn't. There were a lot of close calls, like you said. I totally agree. But look, there's one view, and I swear the whole view, the ball goes, it follows the ball the whole way, and it shows air between his hands and the ball. Now, you know, the views that show where it looks like he might be touching, well, that can be an optical illusion, but when you show air the entire way, it's got to be air.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing, Mike. Whether you're right or wrong, whether he did or he didn't, one of my big concerns about instant replay are the angles, because you are so frequently seeing things from particular angles and not getting to see it from other angles. And the angles that you see these things distort your perception immensely. And so it's another problem. It's another foundational problem with replay. If you don't have it from every angle, then you don't really have it. You have a perception of what happened based on your seat. Based on your viewpoint.
Yeah, and it's, look at that one, though. There's one viewpoint I thought settled the issue. But anyway.
Well, like you say, it's over. It got settled on the next play.
Yeah, so it didn't affect the game.
Yeah.
Might have helped Kansas City a little bit, I thought.
Cosmic, you know, and there's also that notion of cosmic justice, and some suggested that, you know, the fact that the next ball went off Edelman's hand for a pick showed that he touched it. You know? That's how crazy we are.
Maybe the lunar eclipse was affected.
Well, hey, maybe, which I didn't even mention yet. The Super Blood Wolf Moon, man, they need to make that name longer. The Super Blood Wolf Moon Total Lunar Eclipse. You know what, Marona? I've seen a bunch of those things before, and they never delivered. That thing delivered last night.
Really?
It was as said. The moon turned red orange. At the appropriate times. Now it was like 3 degrees outside, and you had to go outside and watch it in three degrees.
It looked a little like Clemson orange.
A little more red, I think, than that. A little more red. Yep. Good job, Mike.
Enjoyed the show.
Thank you, Mike. It is sort of a Clemson orange one. You know, but I'm looking at photos of it right now, Ramona, and I'm telling you, it looked exactly like that. I kept thinking, you know, I heard them say, well, on the weather report, the local weather, I heard them say, you know, some of you may only see it as gray. And I'm thinking to myself, if it's gray, then I'm not staying up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's gray, then I'm not going to be out in the 0 degrees looking at it. Who gives a rat's behind? I wanted to see if it actually turned color, and it did. It actually was what they said. It was a super blood red moon. It was actually pretty cool. Pretty cool. I don't know all the science of it. I haven't had time to read every article about it. I've just basically looked at the headlines. Let's see. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back to the phone lines. Before we do, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge of Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept. Blends the ownership of a condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. Here's the deal. When we started, there were 118 residences. Residences. I think I put one too many S's in there. Residences. And here's the thing. I don't know the exact number that are left now. Taj would know. Layton would know. You know, all the big Clemson names behind the project would know. I don't. I can give you a guess. We were on the second half some time ago. My guess is that it's 40 or less. And so when I tell you have to act, it means you have to act. The resort will have a restaurant, lobby bar, food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field, tailgating area on game days. I mean, you just can't get better for a Clemson fan. Go see Taj Boyd. Taj is in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Quick break.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
It's time for the 2018 year-end closeout sale at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Over 100 new and certified pre-owned vehicles in stock, plus 45 years of location experience. If they don't have it, they can find it. The Edwards family was recently voted Oconee's best new and used dealer for 2018 for the 8th year in a row. Remember, no dealer fees, and ask about the low price guarantee. Get in on all the year-end savings at Edwards Auto Sales on Blue Ridge Drive in Walhalla.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Join Clemson Marina at the Upstate Boat Show at the Greenville Convention Center, January 24th through 27th. See our 2019 Miranda pontoon and tri-tune boats powered by Yamaha outboards. And see our Monterey bow rider and ski boats and our Express all-aluminum fishing boats also powered by the reliable Yamaha outboards. We offer the Freedom Boat Club, which is the oldest and largest boat club in the nation, providing an affordable option to boat ownership and delivering a hassle-free recreational boating experience for its members. With over 2,000 late-model boats from coast to coast and over 175 locations, Freedom Boat Club has you covered. See why Clemson Marina is the ultimate location for all your boating needs with a full-service department, on-the-lake boat storage, boat rentals, new and used boats, and, of course, the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club at Clemson Marina, across the lake from Death Valley on the water.
At AutoZone, we're all about getting you the products you need so you can rely on your ride to perform, especially in the coldest conditions. If you want a battery you can rely on no matter the elements, go with Duralast. They're specially made to help your vehicle power through even the coldest weather. Duralast, proven tough and available only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. Restrictions and details in store. Get in
the
zone,
AutoZone. The flagship station for Clemson football.
Snap, hold, the kick is blocked. It's blocked, bounces over to the Clemson sideline. Christian Wilkins blocked it, and then it was scooped up by Mark Fields.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah, no time for that today. Let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. I don't know if you noticed, but the temperature has just like dropped off a cliff. I don't know if it's going to stay this way. I don't have any idea. I don't do weather. I also don't do plumbing. I know who does, though. That's good news for you. It's my friends at Roto-Rooter. I don't know how the sudden cold weather impacts your plumbing system. I know that it threatens your pipes. I know that. I know if you go to rotorooter.com, you'll find all sorts of helpful hints and how you can avoid emergencies. Now, should you fail to heed the hints, then you'll be like me and you're a procrastinator and you'll wind up calling in emergencies. Here's the best news for you is that a live human being is going to answer your phone 24/7, 365. I mean, to me, that's incredible because that's what we're lacking in this world, aren't we? Are we lacking live human beings? You call Roto-Rooter at, you have an emergency tonight, right? I don't know, temperature's 10, all right? You have an emergency tonight at 11:30 at night. You call this number, 288-7686, 288-7686, and a live human being is going to answer the phone and direct help on the way to you. 365 days a year, 24/7. Who else gives you that? You don't get to choose, pick and choose your plumbing emergencies. They choose you. Roto-Rooter views your problem as their problem. Call the number, have it down nearby, put it in your phone, 288-7686, 288-7686, online, rotorooter.com, 288-7686, Roto-Rooter, that's the name, Roto-Rooter, and remember, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. It's Roto-Rooter, call them, you'll thank me later. Quick break, let's get back to the phones, and go to... This is close. It's Caroline and James. James, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
How about the Patriots? We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
So, I mean, as a Patriots fan, of course, I'm going to have to put up with all the talking about how Brady's getting lucky. And I know a lot of people that, like, I got to put up with all on a day-to-day basis.
Is there anybody left saying that? I mean, I don't think there can be people that stupid. On the other hand, you know, at Florida State, they decided to use Martin Luther King and a tomahawk chop, so maybe they can.
Yeah. But, I mean, just overall, you know, I was going on about a lot of people saying, well, I hope Brady enjoys winning his last Super Bowl and everything. So, I mean, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go. So
I'll tell you where I would recommend going. I would recommend that as soon as the season ends, they come out with odds for next year that you degenerates put your money down the Patriots. That's what I would recommend. And don't listen to any of this crap. And because until I see them go away, and not only do I not see them going away, I don't see any decline at all. In fact, I'm thinking that they're actually
I love my Patriots.
Well, I think they're actually playing the best that they've played in the last few years right now.
I said if Tom Brady does end up, this ends up being his last year, might as well talking about how he won't play till he's 45 and all this crap I'm having to put up with. I said if this does end up being his last year, might as well go win it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. What's your prediction on the Super Bowl? Have you made a choice between the Rams and the Patriots? Or?
Well, look, these are the two teams I had in the Super Bowl before the year. And so we're right where I thought we would be.
The Rams kind of worry me. They're playing pretty well.
Yeah. I'll probably be picking the Patriots, but I haven't made any actual call on it yet. There are some areas, there's some things the Rams do that concern me from a Patriots standpoint, but I think it'll be another close game. And it's
I had one point that I wanted to bring up to you real quick and see if you agree or disagree on it. Sometimes you can't help the calls and everything, and everybody's blaming it a lot on the calls and this bad call. I think all teams get bad calls. And is it sometimes just as simple as who can overcome the bad calls versus who can't?
Sure. It's
the Patriots had the Patriots had bad calls on them too, and I guess we just overcame them better than the Chiefs did. The Saints, the Rams just overcame the bad calls, and the Saints weren't able to. So, I mean, sometimes I think it's as simple as that.
That's right, James. That's a good job. Yep, 100% right. Yeah, there's one more thing. You know, I heard Brady interviewed on radio with Jim Gray after the game, and he does these like weekly interviews with Jim Gray. They're sort of strange, but I heard Brady interviewed after the game, and you know, he was basically asked about that, and you know, and he talked about, you know, what separates you is really what you do in the last few minutes. That's what separates you. And so I think that James is right. It's your ability to overcome bad calls. It's your ability to win despite bad calls. But it's also what you do in those last few minutes. And I think those two things tie in together. Back to the phones. It is Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, listen, I heard you talk. By the way, I've got something good for Twin Peaks. 28 minutes of the Blood Red Moon. Can put on the big screen there.
Oh, how about that?
Awesome, awesome. But not as awesome as the playoffs were. Great ratings, by the way. But I remember you picking when I talked to you about when the Patriots were 1-2 and Miami was 3-0, people were saying, oh, Miami's going to come up now. And I remember talking to you and you said, oh, hold on there, Brady's healthy. I'm picking the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. And they did. But I wanted to ask you something that's odd. When you brought up that 36 first downs, I thought you were talking about for both games or something. But that was for the Kansas City game.
Right.
They had 30 in the San Diego.
Right.
Now, are they rushing the ball more? Because they had 5 touchdowns in each game, 4 rushing and 1 passing in each game.
Well, no, I mean, look, Brady threw for 350 yards. That was the majority.
Right.
That's the majority of the yards. But when they get down the goal line, I mean, they're a team that can run the ball, and it helps to be able to put the ball in the end zone, especially in those kind of conditions, if you can run the football. And New England has that power element because, like we talked about last week, they have Gronkowski and they have Devlin. Those are basically two other offensive linemen. I mean, whether Gronkowski is still as effective in the passing game, I mean, obviously he's not. He's not the weapon he once was. He still made a couple big plays in this game. But his real value is, and where the Patriots are going to be hurt if he walks away, is blocking. I mean, the Patriots love using the wham blocks with Gronkowski, but Gronkowski and Devlin essentially allow the Patriots to run a degree of power that other teams can't match.
Well, I was shocked to see the Patriots had the ball for 40 minutes plus in the Kansas City game and 38 minutes plus in the, you know, in the San Diego game. They are playing very well. And I tell you what, a good question is Brady, the team, the greatest team player. I would put him up there.
Yeah, no,
I mean, he's been doing this with other players, not just the ones he's got now.
Yeah, I'm going to examine that.
The argument about the overtime rule, too.
Yeah, and
thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. I'm going to examine by the way, we're almost in February, Bob. Just saying. I'm going to examine Brady's place in history in the next few days. We'll take a look at, because again, I think we've moved away from the, is Brady the greatest quarterback? I mean, the only people who don't believe that now are just blind homers. I think that's pretty much a given. I think the new question is he the greatest football player of all time? And I'm starting to think that people are starting to accept that as a given. If that's a given, then your next question is he the greatest team sport athlete of all time? And if not, where does he fit? I think, and I've never said this before, I think you can now make an argument that perhaps he is. And I'll explain all my reasons why when we get into that discussion. That won't happen in the last 3 minutes today. Crazy Chuck. Chuck, how are you?
Good, Walt. How about yourself?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, yeah, so I saw, I had the Patriots winning, and I also had the Saints winning. Obviously, I was wrong on that last one. But two quick questions. Say it's flip-flop. Say it's Chiefs-Saints Super Bowl. Who wins and why? I think it would be the Saints in that situation. But, and question number two is Patrick Mahomes going to regress next year, or is he just going to keep getting better and better? I'll take your comments off, off the air. Go Tigers. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. Yeah, those are good questions. You know, honestly, I hadn't thought about a Chiefs-Saints game because I just didn't think that was going to happen. But I think that is what you asked. I don't know if that's what you meant to ask, but you did ask about the Chiefs and the Saints. Maybe you were asking, I'm almost guessing that maybe you meant, what if it was the Pats and the Saints? And who would have won? If it was the Pats, I'd be taking the Patriots. And if it's the Saints and the Chiefs, boy, I don't know. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. In terms of Patrick Mahomes and him progressing or regressing, I think he's sensational. I mean, he's like otherworldly in what he's physically capable of doing. My concerns are this other element. He has to keep his eye on the prize. And I hope he's learning that even from his duels with Brady. The Aaron Rodgers of the world, the Brett Favre of the world, they don't win because they just make too many stupid mistakes. They hold the ball too long. Aaron Rodgers is in love with his image. He's in love with being on the four-letter network and holding the ball and doing insane things and making these special throws. But what he never makes enough of are the simple winning throws. And that's my concern about Mahomes. And I think we saw some of that late in the year with him. This stuff suddenly, this no-look pass thing, that's great theater. It doesn't really win games. That's not going to win you playoff games and Super Bowl games. And so somehow Mahomes has to channel that. He has to, he wants to take advantage of his insane skill set and his ability, but at the same time, he has to be smart. Now, the good news for him is I think he is smart. I think he's significantly smarter than Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre as a player. And I think he's a student of the game, and I think he works at it. Therefore, in that offensive scheme, I don't think regression is likely, but the question is going to be, he has to tie it together. It's early. He's just getting started. And I would expect him to win. I would expect him to win Super Bowls, but you know, only time will tell. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. By the way, Dan Marino thought the same thing. In the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca, there is no jewelry store like Turner's. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. It's a special place. And it's run by special people that care about you. You want diamonds? Marcus, the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate. It's not even close. And they're available to be seen now. Right this second. You don't need an appointment to see diamonds later. You can go see all the diamonds you want and find something in your price range right now. They have an enormous selection of Pandora. They have a store within the store. That's the hottest thing in jewelry. Has been for a decade. Isn't letting up. Pandora now has over 150 rings. They have necklaces. They have everything. The line has expanded. But Turner's also has the new collegiate line of Pandora available in your team's colors. You want Clemson stuff. You want Tiger Paw stuff. It's all at Turner's Jewelers. Watches. You want manly watches. You can't find them elsewhere. Turner's Jewelers. When it comes to jewelry, the answer is always Turner's Jewelers. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. A lot of NBA action, as always, on the Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday.
Right now, there are a pair of games in action, and the Celtics, with just under 4 minutes left in the first half, lead the Heat 43-40. Kyrie Irving with 9 for Boston, which is looking for its fourth straight win. The Grizzlies and Pelicans, a close one early third, and it's the Pelicans in front 59-57. Earlier today, Paul George